Here is wonderful strange news I happened to discover. 'Tis of one who daily used to play the wanton lover. She's neither widow, wife, nor maid, but yet a most comely creature, and in her garb most richly arrayed, few ladies are more completer. With rich jewels, chains, and rings, and also silks and laces, and with other costly things, all got by lewd embraces. As to the strand she did advance, a cully did overtake her, by whom she lit of a sad mischance, the which was enough to break her. First he took her by the hand, this seemed to provoke her, but he'd not disputing stand, but did both kiss and stroke her, saying, "With thee this night I'll lie, sure it can be no great evil." But her reply was, "Pish, nay, fie, I pray you, kind sir, be civil." Straight he showed her gold good store, and vowed he would not harm her. She could not deny no more, the guineas did so charm her. Thus presently they both agreed, without any longer dodging, and walked near Charing Cross with speed, to hire a private lodging. There they passed for man and wife, the people did believe them. This did please her to the life, to think how they deceived them. They to the chamber then repair, to quench love's flaming fire. Said he, "My sweet and charming fair, one thing I must needs desire." Said he, "One oath I made alone, and loath I am to break it, that was ne'er to lie with one, but what shall be stark naked?" Said she, "Love, your demands but small, it being warm summer weather." So straight she stripped off smock and all, and thus did pig both together. Soon after the day did break, then in the morning early, this young jilt he did forsake, and left her sleeping fairly. And straight he packed up all her clothes, so much as her fine lace smicked, and down the stairs in haste he goes. Oh, was he not monstrous wicked? When she waked and found him gone, she straightways rapped and thundered, and did bitterly take on, to see how she was plundered. Of smock and all her rich array, she could not tell how to take it, for he had carried all away, and left her in bed stark naked. An old gown they had in store, to hide her shame they gave her. Then they turned her out of door, and finally did beslave her, so that she daily does repine, and is with sad sorrow laden. For since she has lost her feathers, poor heart, she has pitiful treasures.